Tangerine Dream, coming to you live from Listener Auditorium. And as you can, if you probably noticed the fact that Tangerine Dream hasn't said a word during the concert at all, I guess it's a band that they do want to stay pretty much obscure. Here is Edgar Froese passing by, and Chris Frank passing by. Everybody taking it easy. Chris, will you want to come over? Chris Frank, is that correct?
Good evening, yes, that's right.
Okay, Chris Frank from Tangerine Dream. How do you feel tonight after this concert?
Oh, very nice, very good. Yes,
how do you find American audience?
Marvelous, absolutely going very well.
Okay, how much do you have to go on this tour? Where are you playing next?
Oh, we are going to New York tomorrow, then Philadelphia, Canada, and the West Coast.
Oh, that's a great thing for you. Tell me, is there any plans for you guys to record another album or something like that?
Yes, we will do a record straight after this tour, which will be released in the autumn then.
That's nice. I understand also Peter Baumann has just put out an album by himself, is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Any plans in the future to put one for yourself?
Oh yeah, and this summer I will do a solo album as well for me.
Oh, is that correct? Oh, that's very nice. How do you like the way American audiences have been reacting to your music?
Very active audience, you know. They say what they want.
Okay, that's very nice. Tonight's performance was unbelievable. It's really going to make a lot of history. I believe it's a landmark here in Washington, D.C., where here at WGTV-FM we have a lot of listener response on your music.
Very nice.
So you guys are great, have a great future, and I hope that we'll see you soon sometime.
Thank you very much. All the best to the audience.
Okay, take care. Thank you. That was Chris Frank, of course, from Tangerine Dream, saying hello to you there in Radio Land. And this is happening thank you to George Washington University for letting us use the hall for tonight's performance. Also Penguin Feather, a chain of record stores with locations in Herndon, Vienna, and Bailey Crossroads, who gave us a grant that made all of this possible. Also, we would like to thank CBS Records, Walter Winnick especially, for helping me to coordinate this broadcast, and Cellar Door Productions for letting us use this concert as a meaning of bringing you Tangerine Dream. Also, Frank Tolling, our chief engineer, and Tim and Dale Pace. I believe something is happening. Are they going back?
Looks like there may be another encore.
Oh, wow, more music for everybody. This is unbelievable. A great night for Tangerine Dream here at Listener Auditorium. The crowd of about 1800s are really going crazy. Here they are. They are here coming back to you. WGTV-FM in Washington, D.C.